Putting in my number. Oh, yes, I don't
know. No, go ahead, that's all right.
Said there's three boys and, in the family, and the father was going to die, and they'd never been told that this man wasn't their father. So on his deathbed, he didn't want to die and hold a secret, so he called them all, had them all on the bed side, and he said, "Son," he says, "I'm going to leave you." And he says, "I've got something I want to tell you, boys. There's two big ones and a little one."
Mm-hmm.
Says, "I want you to understand one thing," says, "I'm not your father." The old boy just stood there and looked at him, you know. And said, the little boy looked up and said to one of the big ones, said, "Why, some of you bastards say something." Why, some of you bastards say something.
A child with no parents at all, you'd call him a...
orphan.
You know, and all of the people related to you, you'd call them your...
relatives.
And if someone wasn't related to you, you'd say he's no...
kin to me.
All right. And a... someone from... who's come from a different part of the country or something, you might call him a...
foreigner.
Now, could that be an American?
Yes, it could be. I believe.
All right. What would a foreigner be who was an American? What?
Well, he would be a foreigner. I'd say a stranger, more like a stranger. He's in the United States. If he's a foreigner, I believe from a different
country. Okay. And if someone knocked at the door, you might call to your wife. You might say, "There's a." At the door.
There. Man at the door.
All right. And the mother of Jesus, her name was?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife's name was?
Martha.
And there was an old song, "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
Nellie.
All right. And a boy whose name is William, they might call him?
Bill.
A little boy, they might call him Little Bill.
Little Bill.
Little Billy.
Billy, yeah.
All right. And then the first book of the New Testament is? Right before Mark.
Luke.
No, before Mark, Luke, and John, but the first of the Gospels is...
Yeah. Well, Matthew's.
Yeah. And when you were going to school, if you had a female teacher, you might call her a...
I can't catch that.
Well, did you ever use anything like a school ma'am or a school marm?
We used to have principal.
All right.
Principal, I wasn't sort of a woman principal, I had a man.
Okay. And if a woman's name was Cooper and she was married, she wouldn't be Mr. Cooper, you'd call her?
Mrs.
All right. And an untrained part-time minister, what might he be called?
We call him Jack Lady.
Okay. Okay. You know, what is a jackleg?
Well, what I consider a jackleg is a man that just picked it up as a as a profession,
mm-hmm.
not a man that's been ordained
uh-huh.
or licensed to be a minister. Uh-huh. I just think I'm a fellow that picked up.
Yeah.
I just took up preaching, just
uh-huh.
was an easy job, or easy way to get money, or I'd make a living.
I see. Do you think of a jackleg preacher as one? Would you just call him a jackleg or a jackleg preacher?
If he's preaching, I'd refer to a jackleg preacher.
Okay, what else does Jack, could you have somebody in other kind of work would be called a jackleg?
Sir?
Could a jackleg be... would you talk about someone in another having another kind of occupation that you'd call a jackleg?